black tops with wedding white pants. Meanwhile, Fall Creek, green helmets, wedding white tops, and wedding white pants. Doing the kicking for Regis is Jack Schroeder. Schroeder, right-footed kicker, ready to boot this one away. He'll send the ball from our right to our left. He'll swing the right leg, boot meets ball. It's a line drive kick taken by an up man at the 30-yard line. Moves along the hash marks, wrapped up shy of the 30. Ball came free. A couple of the Regis players saying they came up with it. Well, see, no, it's Fall Creek ball. If it had come loose, Fall Creek got it back. Either way, Fall Creek will start first and 10 from their own 32-yard line.
Yeah, that could have been a very scary thing for Fall Creek there. Matt, that would be a very rough way to start by fumbling the football right at the beginning of the playoffs.
Colin Kramer is the workhorse back for Fall Creek. He's just about at 1,000 yards for the season. Under center, the quarterback, Josh Wright. Hand off Kramer up the middle. He'll bulldoze his way along the near hash marks. Pass a 35 out to the 37. A gain of 5. It'll be second down and 5.
And that shall begin this postseason for Fall Creek.
Second and 5 for the Crickets at their own 37. Fall Creek, no doubt. Again, they rely on the running game. They've been an aerial attack in some recent seasons, but not as much this year. Josh Wright is completing about 50% of his passes, and he doesn't attempt many as well. He's under center. Handoff again to Kramer through the right side of the line. Stiff arms through the bodies. Has the first down out to the 45 and wrapped up there. So he gains about 8 on the play. And it's first and 10 for Fall Creek at their own 45. Kramer had a good game against Regis when these teams met in September.
Yep, and Carter White, the one to finally bring him down after stiff arming through the entire defensive line of Regis.
Kramer's one of the rare guys that can bully ball Regis a little bit. Regis is very physical at this level. Again, the Kramer through the middle on first and 10 from his own 45. Pushes tacklers to the 50-yard line. He was hit after maybe a gain of a yard, but pushed defenders back to the 50. And a gain of 5, second and 5. So right away, Cullen Kramer trying to establish the physicality. Now, the only thing is he'll get sometimes 20, 30 carries in a ball game, but you do have to watch the reps, that's for sure. Second and 5, right from the 50 as Fall Creek moves from left to right. Ball right between the hash marks, right under center. Fakes the give to his right, throws deep over the middle. He's got him at the 20, catches made, he breaks free and he's gone. Touchdown. Touchdown for Fall Creek. Braylon Prorock was open along the far hash marks, made the catch at the 20 and was gone. A 50-yard touchdown pass by Wright to Prorock, and Fall Creek out to the 6-0 lead.
Well, that is, we saw Fall Creek establish the run game right away. Regis got caught a bit off guard by the pass play after the fake give, and they ended up getting burnt for that one.
Opening possession and Fall Creek on the board, and Fall Creek will go for 2. They got Kurtz under center for this one. Kurtz tosses it to Kramer, coming wide to the right side, lowers the shoulder, and he's in for 2. So the 2-point conversion works for Fall Creek. And with 9:58 to play in the opening quarter, Fall Creek is out to the 8-0 lead on the number one seed Regis Ramblers. Well, Regis's offense goes to work for the first time when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media at 93.5.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are, fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
New York's friend.
Quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
New York's friend.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Bjork's Brand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Bjork's Brand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Well, Brian Brenner's Regis Ramblers facing a little adversity right away. Fall Creek with exactly what they wanted. They scored on their opening possession. 8-0 Fall Creek, 9:58 left in the first quarter. Now the key is, was this just a little bit of a diversion, or is it a whole other twist that changes the story we expected, Derek?
Yeah, this can lead to one of two things.
Ball kicked off to Regis, bobbled at the 15-yard line, and the individual had his knees hit. It was picked up by Noah Labor. Labor bobbled it, and his knee touched the ground before he could even move the ball upfield. And Regis will start first and 10 at their own 18-yard line.
Yeah, it's just an unfortunate thing to happen if you're a kick returner. You get the ball ready to return it, and then it gets bobbled, and you accidentally put your knee on the ground.
Regis had a short playoff appearance last year. But for most of the last 5, 6, 7 years, deep runs have been expected from the Ramblers, including a state title. Owen Weisenberger under center is the quarterback in that power formation that Regis is always known for. He'll hand it off to Everett Tate, working along the near side hash marks, jumps over the 20-yard line to the 21, a gain of 3. And it'll be second down and 7.
Yeah, we can expect to see Everett Tate a plentiful amount of times here today.
Gain of 3 on the play.
Second down and 7 for Regis. Ball placed on the near side hash marks, the left side hash marks. Weisenberger hardly ever passes this year. Under center with Tate behind him. He'll pitch it, though, to the outside to Tate. Running wide to the right side. He's got room past the 30-yard line. At the sideline, he's wrapped up at the 35 and brought down at the 37-yard line. A gain of 16 on the play and a first down. Everett Tate averages more than 8 yards per carry.
Yeah, that is a ridiculous number to think about, and especially with how many carries that he gets.
And the thing is, because Regis has most games in control by the start of the second half, he's able to limit the bumps and bruises. First and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Hand off again to Tate, working right along the right guard position along the hash mark, brings it past the 40-yard line to his own 42. A gain of 5, and it's second and 5. So just like Cullen Kramer showcased his workhorse abilities right away, Regis is putting the ball in Tate's hands and having him show off to begin the ball game.
Yeah, Tate immediately showing what he can do as a running back.
Second down and 5 at their own 42 as they move right to left. Weisenberger under center. Give will go up the middle to the 45, a gain of 3. It'll set up a third down and short. Who was that on that one there, Derek? Austin Riddell got the carry, I believe. Yep. It'll be third down and a yard. Third down and a yard for Regis. Guy to watch for on that Fall Creek defense is Gus Prankus, who also serves as the fullback on offense to help get those holes for Kramer. Prankus is their top tackler. Third and 1 from their own 46 for Regis. Hand off with the Mills, got the first down and more, past the 50, busting on loose, past the 40 into the 30-yard line before he is brought down from behind. That was Brady Tarbox on the carry. Tarbox with a lengthy gain right up the middle, and he was brought down from behind at the 30 of Fall Creek, a first and 10 for Regis.
It looked like Ethan Westray was the one to get that tackle there, and that was a huge tackle at that.
I don't know if he would have been gone, but he would have gotten another 10, 15 yards. 7.5 to go in the first quarter, 8-0 Fall Creek. Regis driving, though. Pitch up the middle. Leaping ahead for a gain of 3, maybe 4 yards on that one was Austin Rideout, a junior for Regis. Second down and 6 from the plus 26-yard line.
Yep, once again, the field position has been completely flipped right over. Fall Creek got themselves on the scoreboard. Regis has a great chance to answer right back.
Weisenberger to pass, throws deep near side, looking for the end zone, but he overthrows the intended target, Everett Tate. Everett Tate had close coverage on him, by the way, from Andrew Doherty of Fall Creek. All over him like peanut butter smeared on a slice of white bread. Third down and six from the plus 26-yard line. Would be four down territory. Would not be thinking a field goal here. Weisenberger under center. Carry up the middle to right out. He's got the first down. Working along the left guard position. He's inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line. A first down. A gain of eight on the play. It's first and 10 for Regis.
Yeah, it was a fake pitch right up the middle from right out, and he was able to get themselves a first down and a gain of 8 yards.
Right out averaging almost 10 yards a carry this year. While Tate gets the bulk of the carries, it is spread out nicely like smearing cream cheese on a bagel. Weisenberger pitches it to Tate, going wide to the right side. He's got some blockers inside the 15, down to the 10, cuts back into the middle, inside the 5, working for the goal line. He's brought down just shy. But it'll be first and goal to go from about the 1 for Regis as they trail 8-0 here in the first quarter, but looking to get on the board.
Yep, all it takes now is what looks to be 2 yards to go, and that could easily put this game tied up at 8.
So Fall Creek scored on their first possession and tacked on a 2-point conversion. Regis trying to answer right back. They've got first and goal from the 2-yard line. Ball placed on the right half. That bunched up power formation. Weisenberg under center. The pitch goes to Everett Tate. He'll lunge, Austin Riddout. Austin Riddout plunges up the middle. He's in. Touchdown for Regis. And they're a 2-point conversion away from tying the score. So Regis answers right back with their own smash mouth football. And it'll be a 2-point conversion try coming up for Regis to try to tie the game with 5:51 to play in the opening quarter. They'll place the ball on the left side hash mark. Weisenberger, handoff up the middle, lunging ahead and in for the 2-point conversion is Brady Tarbox. Tarbox with the 2-point conversion, and the game is tied at 8. So both teams score on the opening possession and get 2-point conversions to boot. 5:51 to play in the first quarter, all tied at 8 in this round 1 playoff game. Regis kicks it back to Fall Creek when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
All tied up at 8. Regis and Fall Creek with 5:51 left in the first quarter. Scott Montesano and Derek Montesano with you. Team that wins moves on, but the safety net is gone. If you lose, the season is over. Level 1 of the Division 6 playoffs. Winner advances to next week. Regis has not lost a home playoff game at Carson Park for as long as the oldest citizens can remember. But expecting a little bit of a challenge today from Fall Creek as Schroeder kicks it away for Regis. Taken at the 15-yard line by Nathan Kurtz for Fall Creek. Runs along the right hash marks near the 30-yard line as he gets tripped up. And they'll mark him down at the 29. That's where Fall Creek will start up first and 10 at their own 29-yard line.
Once again, Fall Creek's going to really need to rely on scoring was really one of their problems in their other matchup, as they were unable to score against Regis.
That's the one thing. Yeah, Fall Creek was shut out when these teams played in September, so that opening drive had to feel really good for them. Here's Kramer working off the right side. He's got some room as he'll squirm his way to the 35-yard line. A gain of 6, maybe 7. Yeah, they're going to mark him down at the 36-yard line, a gain of 7. It'll be 2nd down and 3, and Kramer having a good start to this game. He had a big game against Regis, even though Fall Creek didn't score when the teams faced each other on September 17th. 2nd down and 3 from their own 36. Josh Wright again, handoff to Kramer. Jumps over the line. He gets to the 40-yard line and is pinned at the 41. He's got the first down, a gain of 5. It'll be 1st and 10 for Fall Creek.
Now, what we're seeing a lot of in this game right now have been big carries. A lot of five-plus yard carries have been what's really been.
Now, a guy we haven't seen carry the ball yet is Ethan Westrate. He had a huge game last week in Fall Creek's win against Mondovi that got them into the playoffs. Pitch to Kramer going wide to the left side. Cuts back up the middle. He's past the 45 to the 50-yard line and is bulldozed over at the Regis 48, but not before he has the first down.
Just keep giving the ball to Kramer, and he keeps finding his way through the Regis defense. Simple as that.
Austin Rideout on the tackle for Regis. A lot of two-way players at this level of football, so you'll hear a lot of the same names said. 1st and 10 for Fall Creek at the Regis 48. Game's all tied at 8, 4:29 to play in the first quarter. Nate Kurtz, by the way, is the one that's in at quarterback right now. Hand off to Cullen Kramer up along the far side hash marks, the left side hash marks. He's got plenty of room inside the 40, down to the 34-yard line, a gain of 14, and another first down for Fall Creek.
And Fall Creek continues to just move the ball in bulk here with multiple 10-plus yard plays here in this last chunk of plays.
Nathan Kurtz under center for Fall Creek. Again, hands off to Kramer, right to the right side. Cuts back inside. He's past the 25, near the first down mark of the 24. That's a gain of 10. It depends on the spot. They're going to give him enough. A first down run, and it's 1st and 10 for Fall Creek at the Regis 24. It's all Cohen Kramer right now. Hey, if all your kid wants is ham and cheese sandwiches for lunch every single day, well then make her ham and cheese sandwiches for lunch every single day. It's working for Fall Creek and they're staying with it. Again to Kramer. He's popped at the line this time and nowhere to go. He was tackled by Mason McCoy, who came up from the defensive back position and limited him to only a 2-yard gain. 2nd down and 8 for Fall Creek at the plus 22. This would be very impressive for Fall Creek if they're looking for the upset. It's one thing to score right away and stun the higher seed. It's a whole other to sustain a second drive right after. Kurtz, again, gives it to Kramer. Kramer tripped in the backfield, lunges ahead, may have gone back to the original line of scrimmage. Landon's Semmeling on the tackle. There is a flag, though, that was thrown from the secondary towards the line of scrimmage. Let's see what the white cap calls. It's an illegal low block on Fall Creek. First penalty of the game, and that's going to push them back. So a chop block on Fall Creek, and that's one way to run over some rumble strips as you're making this drive. The sort of thing that's gonna pop a tire. So now, it'll be 2nd down. The ball will be marked all the way back at the 37. So, it's 2nd down and 22. Well, that's not right. They got the math wrong on that. 2nd down and just about 20. 2nd down and just about 20. Bunched up formation. Kurtz there under center. Pitch goes to Creamer to the left side. Tries to get to the sideline. Bounces off a couple of tacklers. But he's brought down shy of the 30-yard line. A gain still of about 7, but it sets up third down and extremely long. And whistle will stop play as we've got an injured
Carter Whiteside on the tackle.
As we've got an injured member of the Fall Creek Crickets. One of their linemen is down, so while they attend to him, we'll step aside as well. 2:27 left to play in the first quarter. All tied at 8. Fall Creek faces a third and extremely long right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
All right, third down and 18 for Fall Creek at the Regis 32-yard line. All tied at 8. We have 2:20 and counting to play in the first quarter. You don't have to get it all back right here because you'd go for it on fourth down, but you want to get a lot of it back. Kurtz in the shotgun. Takes the knee-high snap. Looking. Throws short over the middle. It's broken up. He was looking for Cohen Tum coming on a shallow crossing pattern, but the pass was broken up. I think it might have been Everett Tate who popped that one. And now it becomes fourth down and 18. And you're sort of in no man's land, Derek. You're not going to pooch punt it. You're obviously not going to kick it. You don't really have a kicker anyway. You'd be looking at a 50-yarder, though. So fourth down and 18 from the plus 32. And Fall Creek will go for it. They've got to get to just inside the 15. Kurtz in the shotgun, four wideouts, two to each side. Takes the knee-high snap, got good protection. Heaves deep near side, looking for the end zone. He's got a man, oh, what a catch! Touchdown! Touchdown for Fall Creek. What a grab by Caleb Stanky. That is a NFL-quality reception. As he was backpedaling, he made the catch just above his helmet and maintained possession as he fell backwards when his butt hit the turf. Touchdown for Fall Creek, and they lead 14-8.
That is just an unbelievable play. Ball heaved up, going for, and the tight coverage was on him, but falling backwards, he catches it.
Boy, and Regis now has to call a timeout before the two-point conversion for Fall Creek. So Fall Creek leads 14-8. We have 2 minutes left here in the first quarter, and they're about to go for a two-point conversion. So they've got in right now a 50-yard touchdown pass and a 32-yard TD pass have the Fall Creek Crickets. Well, as we said, this Fall Creek team is different than the one that faced Regis in mid-September because they've won three in a row, and that includes a very impressive home win against a good Mondovi squad last week, and they came in with a lot of confidence, and they're making plays early on. That was a fourth down and three trolley rides, and they get a touchdown out of it. All right, so Regis uses the timeout. Now we'll get the two-point conversion try for Fall Creek. Kurtz is under center, bunched up formation. Ethan Westrate in the backfield. Fakes the give to Westrate, rolls out. He's under duress now, flings it forward. It's caught by Westrate at the 5-yard line, but he'll be swarmed by the Regis student body. Refuses to go down, but finally does. So the two-point conversion is nullified, and the score will remain 14-8, in favor of Fall Creek. Regis about to get the ball back. Derek, I was telling you beforehand, Fall Creek, Regis almost always beats Fall Creek, sometimes by a blowout, but there have been some tight games recently, including one a couple of years ago that Fall Creek at home had a lead going into the fourth quarter. So Fall Creek has been close to taking down their Eau Claire rivals, and right now they got to be feeling good on that far sideline.
Yeah, this is a very good feeling. It's one thing, like you said, to get one touchdown right at the beginning of the game, but to sustain it, get two in a row, is a great start, especially against the Regis team.
That being said, Regis had no trouble marching down the field and scoring for themselves on their first possession. Let's not forget that. Regis moved down the field with the ease of a knife going through a moldy jack-o'-lantern, and they'd love to do the same here as they'll get the ball back here in just a moment. Ball kicked away by Fall Creek. Ball kicked away by Ethan Westray. It's a ground ball kick that's going to go out of bounds along the far sideline. So the illegal kick, and Regis will end up with good field position late in the first quarter. Again, it's a lovely night for football. Temperatures in the low 50s. They'll dip into the upper 40s as we play here. It's sweater weather, but very comfortable for a playoff game. I mean, there's years in which you're wearing the heavy winter coat at this time of the year, so I don't think anybody's going to complain. And we are in no position to complain at all about the weather next year for high school football season with the dry conditions we've had week in and week out this year. All right, first and 10 for Regis. They'll take over at their own 35. Owen Weisenberger under center. The pitch to the left side, wrapped up in the backfield is read out, and he's brought down inside the 30, back at his own 28-yard line. A loss of 7. Who got on through there, Derek, and made that big tackle for Fall Creek?
Ethan Westrate was the one to get back there and stop that pitch play.
So Ethan Westrate on the big tackle for a loss for Fall Creek. Second down and 16 from their own 29 for Regis. And before the snap, flag, and a false start on Regis will bat them up 5 more yards.
So things only go from bad to even worse now for Regis.
So for poor Regis, it's like trying to watch a video with only one bar of service and no Wi-Fi access. A lot of buffering on the offense at the moment. So second down and 21 to go. Out of the shotgun, Weisberg takes the snap. Rolls out far side. He's got time. Throws along the far sideline. Incomplete. He had a guy open and around the 40-yard line. And it was just out of the reach of Alex Figge. Third down and 21 from just inside their own 25-yard line. They've got to get out to their own 45. 67 seconds to play in the first quarter, and Fall Creek looking like they might have a lead at the end of one quarter. They look to upset the number one seed Regis Ramblers. Wow. Weisenberger under center. I should say in the shotgun. Weisenberger in the shotgun. He connects on 66% of his passes. Oh, he's going to be flushed. He is going to be flushed in the backfield, dropped inside the 15, did get a desperation heave away that's incomplete, and it'll be fourth down and long. I think they may have been trying to set up a screen there that never did develop, because it looked as though the offensive lineman let the guys through to set up for blocks downfield, but Weisenberger never had an opportunity. John Leadham on the punt for Regis, only his 10th punt of the entire season. He'll stand at his own 11-yard line. Good snap. Widham's punt. It's a wobbler that'll be taken at the 50-yard line by Bryson Elkins. Works along the left side. Now cuts back in the middle. It's at the 25 to the 20. Makes one man miss. He's going to be gone. Bryson Elkins, the 50-yard punt return touchdown. And Fall Creek now leads 20-8. With 48 seconds to go in a stunning first quarter. Bryson Elkins got the punt at the 50, worked to the left side, got to the sideline, then cut back into the middle, got to the 30, got onto the afterburners, and was gone. 20-8 Fall Creek.
That is just unbelievable. I cannot believe that just happened.
Now a two-point conversion try for Fall Creek. Hand off up the middle into a sea of bodies. Was he there? No, he was not. See who it was who got the carry for Fall Creek. Looks like they had given it to Gus Prankus, the fullback, but nay-nay on that attempt. Well, now Regis, for the first time all year, is down by multiple scores. You got to go back to last season to find the last time Regis was down by two scores. And quite frankly, you can count on one hand the number of times Regis has been down multiple scores in the last 5 years. So heck of adversity challenge for Brian Brenner's squad right now as they're down 20-8 with 48 seconds left in the first quarter. But Derek, if you're going to pull off the upset, getting a punt return is one of those cheat codes, if you will.
Yeah, that is one of those. Getting that immediately gets yourself right on the scoreboard, doesn't waste any time, and just right on the board.
All right. Well, we'll see if Regis can answer back here as Fall Creek is layering together what you want for an upset. They keep scoring. They got a three and out stop. They got a punt return touchdown. Again, unlocking the cheat codes when you're going for an upset. Ethan Westrate meets boot to ball. It's an end over end kick that is taken at the 15 yard line by Regis's Noah Labor. He comes to the left side all the way to the near sideline, pass at 25, and is escorted out of bounds right around the 30 yard line. Well, it'll be first and 10 for Regis. They'll mark it at their own 27 yard line. 41 seconds to play in the first quarter, and we'll see if Regis can answer back right here as, again, facing that adversity.
Yeah, this is a perfect chance for Fall Creek. They've built themselves up by two scores. Regis now really needs to score. They're getting to a point now where it's score or no.
Owen Weisenberger took the snap, lit behind him. I think he was looking for somebody that wasn't there. Spins around 180 and burrows right back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. And it'll be second and 10. Don't know if that was a design fake. He had tape behind him. Not sure if that was a designed sort of RPO or if somebody had a crossed up signal. Final 10 seconds of the first quarter. Regis does come up to the ball. Second and 10 from their own 28-yard line. 5-4. Weisenberger does take the snap. The pitch to Everett Tate coming wide to the left side, trying to get past the line. He's able to get some room there, get beyond the 30-yard line. And they'll mark him down right there at the 30-yard line. A gain of two, maybe three. It'll set up a third down and seven. Third down and seven for Regis as we hit the end of the first quarter. Well, the number eight seed Fall Creek Crickets putting a reverberation across Western Wisconsin. They lead this game 20-8 at the end of one quarter, and Regis has a key third down coming up when we come back to open up the second quarter next from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
A&W is serving up more than just burgers and floats. Introducing the all-new Cap'n Crunch Cereal Shake. This signature frosty mug is filled with creamy vanilla soft serve and loaded with berry-licious bits of Cap'n Crunch cereal. It's a flavor explosion that'll take you back to Saturday morning cartoons. And then some. Visit your nearest A&W and try one today. A&W, burgers, floats, and then some. Valid at Altoona, Colby, Cadott, Spencer, and Withy locations. Order online and skip the line.
All right, third down and seven for Regis at their own 30-yard line as we begin the second quarter. Owen Weisenberger, handoff up the middle. Oh, that's going to go for the first down past the 40 out of the 42-yard line. Handoff to Brody Tarbox, and he burrows his way right up the middle on the left hash marks. Gets himself 11 yards on the carry, and it's first and 10 for Regis. Fall Creek, the number eight seed, the lowest seeded team in this region, leads the top-ranked Regis Ramblers 20-8 as we begin the second quarter. Regis, though, has it. First and 10 from their own 41. Get out of that power formation. The carry up the middle, churning his way, stirring the sauce, and getting out to near the 45 is Everett Tate, a gain of 4. It'll be second down and 6. Scott Montesano and Derek Montesano with you on this Friday night. The team that wins advances to next week. The team that loses, well, you move on to the next activity. Second down and 6 for Regis at their own 45-yard line. Owen Weisenberger under center. He'll give it to Harrison Haas. Haas through the left side of the line. Got a couple of yards, but is then punished back. Got belly-to-bellied and thrown back there. Hard tackle by Bryson Elkins of Fall Creek. He's the guy who just had that 50-yard punt return touchdown. It'll be third down, and we'll call it 3 for Regis.
Elkins doing it all over here.
Third down and 3 for Regis. Ball placed on the left hash mark right around midfield. The Fall Creek supporters opposite of us making noise. Weisenberger gives it to Tate. He's hit in the backfield, tries to squirt loose, cannot do so. He's brought down by 3 Fall Creek Crickets, including Gus Prankus, their top tackler. It'll be fourth down and 3 at their own 48-yard line. And let's see what Bryant Brenner elects to do. Does he bring on Leadham again to punt? Oh, it looks like he's going to keep the offense out there. Fall Creek sniffing a huge, huge momentum booster for them here. Fourth down and 3 for Regis at their own 48, but a timeout taken by Fall Creek. We'll keep it here as Marcus Wallitner, a second-year head coach of the Fall Creek Crickets, wants to call timeout because, Derek, I don't think this is the game right here, but if Fall Creek were to stop Regis, it would be the potential for Fall Creek, I think, to really begin to put this one in pen.
Yeah, this could really, I wouldn't say this would be the play to decide the game, but if this is stopped, it would. If it's stopped and Fall Creek scores, it's probably gonna not be.
I mean, you got a long way to go. The bread right now has been placed in the oven. Fall Creek, though, if they were to get this stop, they could shut the door in that oven and turn it up to 425. All right, here we go. Fourth and 3 from their own 48 for Regis. Weisenberger takes the snap. He'll keep it himself. He's got the first down along the left hash mark and brings it to the 45-yard line. He took the snap, looked behind him, faked the give, and took it himself for 7 yards, a first down for Regis. Weisenberger, though, does get up limping a little bit, favoring his right leg. And we'll see if they keep him out there. He stays out there right now. But he's tiptoeing on that right foot like you and I do when we stub our toe in the middle of the night going potty. First and 10 from the plus 45. The pitch to Everett Tate leaps over the line and then is popped. There was no hole there, so he tried to create one by leaping and got hit hard, brought down by Trevor Whitlinger of Fall Creek. Second down and 9.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity. I mean, this is what Regis really needs. I cannot really put that any other way. Regis needs this drive to come out to something.
The benefit Regis has in a physical game is they can keep rotating guys in. Weisenberger gives it to Tarbox. Tarbox lowers the head, tries to missile his way through the left side of the line. A short gain to the 40 of Fall Creek. It'll set up a third down and 5. Third down and 5 for Regis at the Fall Creek 40-yard line. 8:20 to go in the first half. Fall Creek leads 20-8. That's right, Fall Creek, the low seed, up 20-8. Weisenberger calls the ball, rolling out to the near side. He's hobbling there, fighting that pain. Heaves it deep, looking for the end zone. He's got a man all broken up at the last minute. Now a flag. What a play, though, coming out of nowhere for Fall Creek was Ben Pilgrim. He knocked it away as they head down there, Noah Labor, but then a very late flag was thrown in that vicinity. I don't know what the near side official is going to call a hold, but boy, was that a late flag after all of that. Either he had a hard time pulling the flag out of those tight pants, or he made the call after he saw the result. But it's a hold on Fall Creek. That's an automatic first down. That's a big play, right? That's a big, big penalty right there, Derek. And it wipes away what was a fantastic athletic play by Ben Pilgrim that broke up that pass where Labor looked like he was open in the end zone.
Yeah, that was an amazing play by Pilgrim, and it's completely wiped away by one flag.
First and 10 from the plus 30. This time again, Tate trying to find some room off the right side. Nothing there as he's swallowed up. Tackled by Caleb Colley of Fall Creek. Colley's got now 33 tackles on the year among the leaders for Fall Creek. And they actually dropped him for a loss. They marched him back at the 33-yard line, a loss of three. It's second down and 13 for
loss
Regis.
On the play,
second and 13 from the plus 32. Weisenberger. Hand off, trying to come to the right side as Everett Tate, but he's wrapped up at the ankles and pulled down at the 35 by Gus Prankus. Another 2 yard loss, and it'll be third down and 15 for Regis.
It's only getting worse now for Regis. Third down, 15, not something you want to do while chasing.
Now, you don't have to panic, though. You got plenty of time left in this game. The reality of it is this one's going to be a toughie. You didn't want it to be a toughie. It's going to be a toughie. So accept that reality, but plenty of time. Weisenberger out of the shotgun, the pass. Throws deep, near side. He's got a man. Catch is made right around the 21-yard line. Pushed out of bounds is Austin Ridout. He's going to be shy of the first down by a yard. So it'll be fourth down and a yard for Regis. And here's where, despite those last couple of plays on the ground going for losses, here's where Regis's physicality usually wins out at this level. Fourth down, and they're calling it two. They marked him out at the 22-yard line. Fourth down and two at the 22. Weisenberger. Hand off up the middle, Tarbox, he's got the first down, running off the left side of the center. He's got the first down to the 16-yard line. A gain of six, first and 10 for Regis, and boy, is Regis chewing up clock as well. 6:30 to play until halftime. Fall Creek leads 20-8, but boy, it's been pretty much Regis on offense. You gotta remember as well, Fall Creek has scored on their two offensive possessions. Their last score came on a punt return. So offensively, they haven't run plays in about 4.5 days. First and 10 from the 16. A carry this time by Brady Tarbox. He's off the left side. He's got room inside the 10, down near the 5. He's got the first down. First and 10 for Regis.
That's a good run from Brady Tarbox right to the 5-yard line now, and if Regis punches this in now, not only have they scored, they've taken a bunch of time off the clock, and they will also get the ball to start the second half.
Tarbox, a junior, averaging more than 6 yards a carry. Almost all these Regis runs go for big gains all year. First and goal from the 6. Weisenberger keeps it himself, but he's bear-hugged at the line and pulled down. So even with the hobbled-up leg, he's still trying to run. Lincoln Burr on the tackle. Burr, the second leading tackler for Fall Creek this year.
No gain on the play.
It'll be second down, goal to go from
second
the 6-yard line.
The Fall Creek 5.
Weisenberger again under center. Hand off, Harrison Haas burrows his way along the left hash marks. Is he going to get in? Nope, he's walled off just shy. It'll be third down and goal to go from inside the 1.
Lincoln Burr and Gus Prankus on the stop.
And that's a big Big stop there by Fall Creek. Wall the entire, pretty much the entire defense of Fall Creek was there to wall off, to wall that off.
All right, third down, goal to go from inside the one for Regis as they try to cut into the 12-point deficit, but a flag flies. Offsides on Fall Creek doesn't mean much of anything. It just nudges the ball ahead maybe another inch or two, the length of a snail. Regis has taken almost the entire quarter clock off. 4:50 and counting. And Derek, you are right. Regis does get the ball to begin the second half. And I can't quite get a twofer here. Fall Creek is going to get the ball back, but boy, chewing up that time. Weisenberger under center. Carry up the middle, pulling in there, and they've got the touchdown. Brody Tarbox burrows in from 1 yard out. Regis back on the board and cuts the deficit to 20-14.
And that right there gets pulls Regis right back into this now. What looked like Fall Creek was gonna pull away, but Regis shows they can still score on offense with that drive.
Zach Schroeder on for the extra point. The right-footed kick is up, and the extra point is good, and that's not without consequence. That's a big extra point make by Jack Schroeder because it cuts the deficit to just 5. 4:36 to play until halftime. Regis back on the board. They now trail 20-15. They give the ball back to Fall Creek when we come back from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. Fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Be your strength.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Be your strength.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Be your strength.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Be your strength.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Again, Derek and I, dyed-in-the-wool New York Yankee fans. We are blind when it comes to what's going on with our beloved Yankees in Game 1 of the World Series. Going old school, Derek, we're recording it. We'll watch it when we go home, but we've got the blinders on to that right now.
Yep, we have completely no clue what is going on in that baseball game.
And I will punch somebody in the throat if they try to tell me. Well, Regis just scored to make it a 20-15 deficit. They're about to kick it back to Fall Creek. Ball kicked away by Jack Schroeder. It's a ground ball. Kid hits it up, man. It's a loose ball at the 35 of Fall Creek, but they'll get back on it. It was a ground ball kick that ricocheted off the shins as though the young man was playing goalkeeper in soccer. Bounced about 5 yards ahead of him, but he dove on top of it. That wasn't a onside kick per se, but that was a you throw the ping pong ball into a sea of pins and see what might happen. First and 10 for Fall Creek at their own 35. Fall Creek leads 20-15. The number 8 seed trying to pull off a huge upset. Hand off here, nothing at the line, this time for Cullen Kramer. It'll be second and 10. As we said, Regis has not lost a home playoff game in years. Regis has not lost in the first round since 2013. And Regis has won nearly every year against Fall Creek for the last 15. But Fall Creek has given them challenges in the past and has given them the biggest scare right now. Nate Kurtz under center. Gives it to Kramer going off the right side along the hash marks. He's got room past the 40-yard line. He's wrapped up near the first down marker, tries to get that extra yard. He might have it. And he does, a gain of 10, first and 10 for Fall Creek at their own 45. 3:50 and counting until halftime. Fall Creek does have all three. Nope, they've got two timeouts left. In fact, both teams have two timeouts left.
And the thing about this game, even if Fall Creek doesn't hang on to win this one, they'll at least have spooked Regis.
Not just a few days shy of Halloween. Kurtz Well, handed off, going through the right side of the line for a short gain as Gus Prankus, the fullback. It'll be second down and eight from their own 47. Now, Regis, such a strong defensive unit for years. I think that's the biggest surprise here is how Fall Creek has been really spooking them moving the football. Second down and eight at the plus 48, at their own 40. Handoff, Kramer go off the right side, hits the sideline, a burst of speed inside the 40-yard line and to the 38 of Regis before he's brought down. A first down for Fall Creek, but what a game Cullen Kramer is having. He had a huge game against Regis in September. It gets lost because Regis had the shutout, and he's carried it over to tonight. He's well over 1,000 yards for the season now as Kramer. Wow. First and 10 for Fall Creek at the plus 38-yard line. Kurtz barking out signals to his teammates. He's got two wideouts, one to each side. Prankus is serving as the fullback ahead of Kramer in the backfield. Hand off Kramer on the right hash marks. Brings it inside the 35 to the 34, a gain of four. It'll be second down and six, 2:15 and counting until halftime. Fall Creek leads 20 to 15. There have been years in which you have to go multiple weeks to have a combination of 20 points scored on Regis, let alone to have 20 scored in one half, and maybe more. Kurtz. And off to Kramer going off the right side. He stays on his feet inside the 30-yard line and near the 25 for a first down. Clock stops momentarily as they move the chains. 1:50 to go until halftime.
It is just unbelievable what Cullen Kramer is doing. Like you said, he had that great performance last time these teams met, and he has not left off whatsoever. He has picked up right where he left off.
He has been moving on that field like a kid trick-or-treating through a neighborhood. He has not been denied. Bad snap here by Fall Creek, and Kurtz has to fall on top of it for a loss of a couple. That'll sort of slow things down a little bit, like a brief rainstorm on Halloween night. But again, you think of Kramer. He's been darting across that field as though a kid wearing a ghost costume going door-to-door ringing bells. And he's not getting any rocks. He's getting full-sized candy bars. Second down and 12 now for Fall Creek. Again to Kramer. Try to go up the middle. This time the Regis defense is there. Walled off and dropped. After a gain of perhaps a yard, Everett Tate in on the tackle for Regis. And now it becomes third down and 11 for Fall Creek at the plus 26-yard line. And Fall Creek is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them. 1 minute left to play until halftime. Fall Creek has a big third down coming up in plus territory right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
World Series starting tonight, but we've got a humdinger of a high school football playoff game going on right now at Carson Park. Fall Creek has a, you know what, they changed the down. It's now second down and 11. Here's a handoff to Kramer trying to come wide to the left side, wrapped up and brought down after a short gain. You know, I think, no, that should be fourth down. They've got third down, the dial a down. And I think everybody's very confused here. It should be fourth down. 35 seconds and counting until halftime. And the officials will get together. The scoreboard had second down, now put up third down. Then the dial it down was the wrong down, all this. So the officials all have to get together. It should be fourth down and nine from the 24-yard line of Regis, and the officials get together and they correct themselves. So now they'll get the clock going. 30 seconds and counting. Fall Creek doesn't have to run another play if they don't want to, but I would think they're going to here. Fourth down and 9 from the plus 24. They got to hurry. This is bad clock management by Marcus Waltlintner. He had a timeout to use because now you just got to heave it to the end zone. And if they don't run a play, this is horrible coaching by Fall Creek. They're just going to take this to the locker room. Derek, unbelievable. Now they will burn a timeout. But that's bad clock management by Marcus Waldnitner and the Fall Creek Crickets. They had 30 seconds on the clock and a timeout. Run a play. If you get the first down, you have inside the 15 or 10, burn the timeout. If you don't get the first down, yeah, you give the ball back to Regis with 20 seconds left. Are you that scared you're going to give up a touchdown of some 80 yards in 20 seconds? You're playing scared. That's bad coaching right there.
Yeah, that is scared. That is scared coaching. Despite Regis having to go 80 yards to make that to get to the end zone, if that happens.
Now you've left yourself with just one heave from the 24-yard line into the end zone instead of maybe having multiple plays. So I just do not get that. That is coaching scared. Well, Regis can still do that. We talk about Fall Creek putting the spook into Regis. Regis is still Regis, and they've got the spook into Fall Creek. 20-15, Fall Creek leads. This will be the final play of the first half. Only 4 seconds left. If I'm Regis, I'm sending a blitz here. I'm not giving them any time to get a heave up here. They've scored on 2 long touchdowns already. Kurtz in the shotgun. He's got Prankus back there for extra support. Takes the snap. Looking to the right side. Throws right side. Incomplete. That was nowhere near the end zone either. Even if it had been completed, would not have gone for anything. Well, despite how the clock was maybe mismanaged by Fall Creek in the final minute, still as much as you could have dreamt up from a Fall Creek Cricket standpoint, as Fall Creek leads 20-15 as the teams head back into the dressing room. And Derek Regis, the number one seed, after maybe last year the expectations were lowered a little bit, back to the lofty expectations, expecting a deep playoff run, even though they have been elevated up to Division 6 this year. And wow, what a stunner so far with, again, Fall Creek up 20-15.
Yeah, this is completely unexpected that Fall Creek has gone ahead and taken this lead.
So Fall Creek leads by the score of 20-15. And as I said, the one thing you have to now accept if you're a Regis player, coach, spectator, is that this is not going to be one of those games that was going to be a running clock situation and you were already dreaming of next week by the time you hit halftime. This is a ball game. This one's going to be at least a three-quarter game and very likely a four-quarter game. Well, when we come back, not only will we recap the highlights and the stats of this first half, we'll take a look at that out-of-town scoreboard. We're also going to replay you some of the highlights from this high school football season so far that we've had with our coverage. This is High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans. Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily, perfect for any occasion. From casual wear to outerwear, shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Check us out online at Muldoon's.com.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire High School football continues next with a halftime show featuring an interview and a replay of the top highlights from the first half.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer.